In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point, you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you've got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
Yeah, and I'm your host, John Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number two is upon us. Myself, Charlie, and Andy, of course. Richard Battle joining us now, which he will be doing on a weekly basis. Richard, how are you, sir?
John, I appreciate the opportunity to be with you. And as the sheriff in No Country for Old Men said, if this ain't a mess, it'll do till the mess gets here.
That's a fact. You know, it is what it is. And on the same token, Richard, I know as a speaker and business owner yourself and so on, and I'm in the same world, you know, life still goes on no matter what the outcome is. We still got to pick up and keep moving forward and make things happen, and that's what we do.
Absolutely, and there's a lot of opportunity that will come out of whatever the results are.
Yep.
Just like out of the COVID this year, and the ones who look for and prepare for that opportunity will come out better than the ones who sulk and look at the past.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't want to, you know, say that anybody's a winner at this point because we frankly don't know. But let's face it, and I think we'd be wrong in saying otherwise. You know, Donald Trump has an uphill battle to get to 270. Whether he gets there or not is anybody's guess. Let's just say, for example, he doesn't, and let's say that, you know, in January Joe Biden becomes president of the United States of America. Now, lots of things could happen with that, Richard, and not going to get into all those details. There's still a couple of months even of the Trump presidency to actually get to that point. But let's face it, what you just said a moment ago I think is really key. With every presidency, there are opportunities that come along for business owners and even individuals, and those will be the things that we'll have to look for. I guess question for you, what would you see being one of those opportunities that would possibly come along if Joe Biden is president?
Well, regardless of who wins, something that I noticed in Colorado yesterday was your vote for national popular vote, allocation of your electoral
yep.
votes. And to me, we have to restore civic education because people voting to cut their own income taxes, as your voters did, but yet sacrificing political power to a national entity through the vote to allocate national popular vote, electoral votes, doesn't make any sense.
And fully agree.
I want to retain my power as a vote. I don't want to give up the sovereignty of a state. And that just moves toward a national government and weakens states going forward, which doesn't help any of us.
No, fully agree. I agree with that wholeheartedly. What do you think business-wise? And again, I know we don't have a crystal ball. You or I neither do. And you can't look down the road and see those things. But, you know, what do you see as being some of the opportunities maybe business-wise if we see a Biden-Harris presidency?
Well, thankfully, it appears as we'll have a split government with the Senate being held by the Republicans.
Agree.
And that will help protect us from the more radical agenda, which we saw in the market today. And so that's good. I think we will see a rollback of a lot of executive orders that President Trump has implemented. And one of the biggest ones that's going to hit all of our pocketbooks will be if they take away fracking. And if we become more energy dependent on other countries because mm-hmm. wind and solar are not cheap enough or available enough yet to take our country where we need to go.
Agree. And I just as a side note, and I am not predicting this, so please nobody hold me to this, but I could see almost overnight, Richard, and you're down in the Texas area, but I could almost see overnight as Biden, in fact, even probably prior to Biden being fully sworn in, I could easily see gas prices and oil prices, well, they coincide, of course, but I could see oil prices start to tick up in the not-too-distant future as that presidency gets closer, if in fact that's the direction it heads. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I think that's an absolute, absolutely going to happen, because they're going to emphasize wind and solar if those results happen. And there'll be a de-emphasis on fossil fuels. And there'll be a theory that the wind and solar will carry us, and they won't, and it will hurt all of us. It's going to make air travel more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get us out of our cars and get us more into rapid transit.
Yep.
So the tax increases for that in many of the urban areas. There'll be so many shifts away from individual decision-making for our discretionary income, and we'll be spending more money on taxes, and there'll be more centralized decisions coming out of Washington.
Yeah, actually today, as Joe Biden has crept closer to wrapping this thing up, oil jumped $1.50.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That proves my point.
Yeah, it does.
Yes, and I think that's just the start.
And so again, so you look at, you know, where are some of those opportunities? Well, as we start talking about some of those things, Richard, if oil does start to creep up, and you see what you were talking about when it comes to air travel and those sorts of things, you're going to see a bigger gap on who travels and who doesn't. People will be staying in their cars longer. That'll be a boom for some of those that are actually in the car repair world. May not help those that are actually in the dealer world, although that it's hard to say at this point what happens there. But you know, if those things start to happen, and you know, you'll see some boom in some of those areas of the country where wind and solar actually fare fairly well as far as the manufacturing side of it is concerned. You know, we in Colorado, we manufacture those goofy windmills, so that's actually sort of a boom for us here in Colorado. It won't be for other states, but it potentially could be for us.
Well, I agree, and I think you'll see a rollback of the tariffs with China.
Agree.
You'll see coming in from China, you're going to see more jobs in manufacturing fade away, and there'll be much more of an emphasis on redistribution of wealth in every decision that's made in the new administration.
Hey, Richard, if he does that quickly, it's going to have quick results over the next 2 years. And let's keep in mind, there's another Senate election coming up in 2 years. And if we are holding the Senate, at least for the first 2 years, that means we get to keep him from putting forth some things like expanding the courts, expanding the number of states, expanding, you know, a lot of things. We can really hold him back. And if we keep him from expanding his power, and at the same time he puts out things that hurt the economy, could that hurt him in the Senate races in midterm?
Great question.
Well, I think that is a great question. And normally the power party out of power gains in the off years. And I think that would set up a major gain, just like it did back in 2010.
Yeah.
Good.
And by the way, and this is where these will be things, of course, Richard, that, you know, the upside for guys like, you know, especially you and I, is depending upon who's in power. And I will go as far as to say that if a Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are actually in the White House, when it comes to you and I and the talking of things and coaching people through different things and so on, frankly, actually probably goes up for guys like you and me. I would never want that to happen, and I would never wish that to happen, and I would never vote in that manner. But Richard, those are some of the things that help individuals even like you and I. There's going to be plenty of things to coach on, plenty of things to talk about, plenty of things to even talk through with individuals, because there'll be a lot of decisions that even businesses have to make moving forward with some of the things that you just mentioned. And I will also go as far as to say this. I think that stalemate of power between the House and the Senate will keep him from doing things that would be probably considered over the top. And, you know, when it comes to even the executive orders in certain cases, we saw executive orders challenged over and over again under the Trump administration. We now have a good control on the Supreme Court end of things. You could easily see some of the executive orders, depending upon what Joe does, get challenged in that manner, and frankly, probably not have the ease that he thinks he might have in getting those things passed.
Well, I agree, and the secret to what I think you just said is people with positive attitudes will gain and grow, and we'll be able to help others and inspire them and lift them up to achieve more than they think they can, despite any of the challenges that come forth.
Yep, and there's always, you know, this is one thing I want to remind everybody of, no matter what the outcome of elections are, it's why I don't base my my own personal attitude on what elections do or don't do, because it's just not who I've ever been, Richard. I've been in business since I was, you know, 22, all the way back in 1986. I've been through Bill Clinton. I've been through the Bushes. I've been through the Obama end of things. I've now been through Trump. And the reality is, as a business owner, you figure out whatever you have to do to make it, no matter who's in that particular position in the White House. That's just what we as business owners do. And you know, I think in a way it gives you a different outlook on life in general, really, because I don't base what I do upon who's in the presidency.
No, I think that's absolutely the way to be. And the key now is to be watching, anticipating what's going to happen, preparing so that as those things happen, you can take advantage of them on a timely basis.
Well said. Richard, we're going to have you back. It's going to be a great time no matter what happens. We'll have you on a weekly basis and discuss many of the things that happen, the facets of life and world and business and so on. I really appreciate you joining us, Richard, and I look forward to it on a weekly basis. It's always a joy having you. And you know what? It's not over yet. The Fat Lady hasn't sung. We'll see next week when you come back on what things are like then. But in the meantime, you know, best of luck to you, and we'll see what happens.
Thank you, John. We appreciate it. God bless America.
Likewise.
We look forward to speaking next.
Richard, thanks, as always. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. And again, you can find Richard and all that he does at richardvbattle.com. That's B-A-T-T-L-E, richardvbattle.com. And folks, I just want to remind everybody that no matter what happens, no matter who ends up being in the presidency in January of 2021, you know what? There's always opportunities, as Richard just said. You have to figure out what those are. How do you, you know, how do you capitalize on those things? And no matter how times have been in the past here in this country, there's always those times for opportunity. And what do I mean to say is there's always the ability to look for those positives, for those positive things that you could potentially do and, you know, and further the growth of either you personally or your company. And those are the things that we will help you with as time goes on, no matter who sits in that presidency. Mighty Hand Construction is next. We just heard a moment ago from Rob and the guys at Mighty Hand that right now they've got a special going on where they will give you a great deal on a basement refinish if you bundle some things together. So find out more by going to klzradio.com or call them directly at 970-844-9191.
You will get burned looking for the cheapest option. Micah Applegate and his team at Mighty Hand Construction find that a lot of homeowners don't understand the true value of a reliable contractor. Suppose you try to manage your own remodeling project and the guy working on your basement botches the job. Now it's up to you to make him fix it or find someone else to correct his mistakes. You call company after company asking for estimates and no one will call you back. Then once they finally do get back to you, they expect you to do most of the work yourself, including coming up with the actual construction plans. It's like they don't want your money. As a local, full-service construction company in northern Colorado, Mighty Hand operates character first, overseeing your entire project from beginning to end. Make sure you hire a contractor who will handle the process for you. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/mightyhand, honoring God, impacting customers.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers can help you with even that remodeling we just got done talking about with Mighty Hand. He can show you how to make that work in a lot of cases, not even increase your cash flow at all. In fact, in some cases, might even decrease it and get the basement at the same time. Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers, tell him I sent you, 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. John and Cheyenne, you're next. What's going on, sir?
I was wondering how you were going to serve me that crow. Was it going to be fried or boiled, or do I have to eat it raw after yesterday's call?
Well, you know, the fat lady hasn't sung yet, but yeah, it's not looking great for Trump. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
No, but I was telling you, I thought Gardner was going to win.
Think he ever had a snowball's chance of winning. Sorry.
No.
And, you know, the difference between Gardner.
We lost you, John. Say that again. Come back. Say that again. We lost you. Say that again.
I'm sorry. I said Gardner's a good politician, but a lousy campaigner. And Hickenlooper's just the opposite. He's a campaigner because he won.
Yeah.
How is he as a politician? Well, he's always had a position where he was in charge, mayor, governor. Let's see how he does as a group of.
Yep, no, well said.
Whole different ballgame.
Yep, no, it sure is.
But, when I look at what's going on right now, I'm glad Trump is fighting. A lot of Republicans in the past would have just sucked it up and said, well, that's the way the ball. No, we got to fight back. Where did that 100,000 votes all for Biden come from in Michigan out of nowhere?
Yeah, great point.
That was one of the – and then
– great point.
More ballots than registered voters in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's not true. Sorry, that one's a fallacy that's being pushed around on Facebook.
Okay.
That was registered voters in 2018, not registered voters in 2020. That's a very misleading thing that's being run around on social media.
Well, and I read that, and I thought that was true. Thanks for correcting me.
You're welcome. Not a problem.
I thought I saw that, though, on one of the news feeds.
You may have, but they're still wrong.
Okay, I didn't see that. And then
they put those news feeds out so fast.
They do.
They make a lot of mistakes.
Somebody did not do their proof checking very well on that one, which again, I wish we wouldn't do because it makes our side look really dumb when we do that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And I haven't looked at the news a lot today. I actually was busy at work all day. North Carolina, they hadn't called that yet, had they?
No.
Not yet, no.
Okay, see, North Carolina, you got those states. So Trump still got a shot if he wins those couple of states that he was holding the lead in. And so we just got to see what happens with the, Pennsylvania.
He's got a minimal shot. We'll see what happens. So.
Yeah. And then the last I heard, and I'm just, they said Arizona was taken out of the Biden column.
Don't know yet either. That one still hasn't been called.
Oh. Okay. Because it was called this morning. And I was kind of shocked on that.
It was called last night by Fox News, but those weren't final numbers.
Yeah, the guy who does those calls, by the way, for Fox, just so you know, happens to be a big Democrat donor.
Correct. So they were not accurate last night, by the way.
And I don't know if you heard any of Rush Limbaugh today. He was saying the reason they did that in Arizona is because of what Trump did to John McCain before he died. And Arizona is owned by the McCains.
It pretty much is.
And I don't know if that's true or not, and they did it that spitefully, but,
probably some truth to that.
Trump, as I said before, is a typical New Yorker, a street fighter, and a counterpuncher, and he's got a brash, rough personality, which makes him a great businessman, not that good a politician, and he's made a bunch of enemies along the way.
Sure has.
I mean...
he's anti-establishment. That does not bode well for the establishment, folks. You're correct.
Right. But the great thing, by holding on to the Senate, they can't do all the craziness. And the other thing, and this is kind of out there in the conspiracy theory world, how everybody says Biden's not going to make it, they're going to get rid of him. Well, here's the thing. If I'm Mitch McConnell and I'm still the Senate Majority Leader and they send over impeachment on Biden for whatever so they get Harris... vote him to acquit and keep say, nope, you voted him in. This is who you get to deal with.
Yeah, and by the way, that's not going to happen. So that's not happening.
You know what? If anything, they'll use the 25th Amendment if he really does have the dementia like some people said.
They won't use that either. So, sorry.
You don't think so?
Nope.
They'll just let them be like there was Taft. I don't know if you They'll run it out.
And if it gets to the point where he doesn't feel like he can do it anymore, he'll just step down. You're not going to see any of that happen. Sorry.
I don't think there's any threat to Biden at this point. The only threat I could even imagine is the legal one with the stuff that's going to come out on Hunter.
That'd be the only thing.
Because Trump is going to let that come out over the next month or two.
That'll be the only thing.
Yep. Oh, that, and I wonder if Trump's going to tell Barr, win, lose, or draw, you need to have Durham release his report before.
Hard to say.
I wish.
Hard to say.
We all wish.
Yep.
But I don't know. I'm tuning out. I'm done. I'll check the news once in the morning, once in the evening, and I think I'm going to watch a couple old movies on Turner Movie Classics.
Have fun. John, thanks, as always. Appreciate it, man. You're always a good caller. We appreciate it. By the way, real quick, 264 for Biden, 215 for Trump. Biden only needs, of course, you know, six more, which is Nevada, to, you know, have the 270.
Yeah, can I say this or no?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think Trump concedes no later than Friday.
You may be right. I don't know. I have no feelings on that one way or the other.
Could lose Pennsylvania. So, you know, look, here's the thing, John. A lot of the polls were wrong both ways. Obviously, the Biden blowout never happened.
Nope.
But
neither was there a blue wave.
Yeah, and there wasn't a blue wave. The fact is, Trump's team outperformed Trump. We did better in the House and Senate than he did. And it was...
Yes.
Right. And all this talk, though, on our side of the shy Trump voter, we overpolled that. There's no question. We got clobbered in Minnesota. And in fact, we got clobbered in the North Midwest. And it was just, you know, I mean, that's just the way it is. But on the other side, they were predicting massive wins.
That didn't happen either.
Biden. That didn't happen either. So coming out of this, I don't think either side's polling looks reliable at all going forward.
Well, and I still think, and I know there's going to be a lot of folks out there that would disagree with me on this one. Frankly, folks, I don't see this as a huge loss. Do I want to see Joe Biden as president? No, I think he's a buffoon. I think Kamala Harris is one of the biggest racists herself that you'll ever see. And she is nothing but a man-hating, you know, I won't go any further with the words, but she's just a big man-hater and doesn't like the world in general. And she's just a very evil, bitter person.
She's a bigot.
Yeah, she's a bigot. Exactly. So do I want to see either one of them in the White House? No, I don't. But at the end of the day, is it really going to affect the way most of us live our lives day to day? Probably not.
Had we lost the Senate, I believe
different story.
It would've.
Different story there. Totally different story, which, again, sort of tells you that the plus side here, and here's the encouragement that I was trying to get to a moment ago. I don't think either side technically won. The left will say, yeah, we won the presidency, we won. No, folks, they didn't, because they still don't control the Senate. They still don't have full control. In fact, they even lost some. They even lost some House seats. They don't have the supermajority in the House that they did in this last go around. So the reality is, they shrunk in that world. They didn't win the Senate. Yes, they won the presidency, but frankly, they only won the presidency because people didn't like Trump. It's not because they like Harris or they like Biden.
Right.
They simply won the presidency because there's enough people out there that just don't like Donald Trump. Even though he did well for them policy-wise, they couldn't see beyond that, and they just hated the guy and voted him out.
John, this was the big risk, and I said it all along, of having a candidate who does not know how to reach to the middle. He speaks to his base and does not speak to the middle.
Correct.
He's a wonderful guy. He's a wonderful human being.
Yeah.
He's an incredible president, but he is just not, you know, when you have a wild card like that who does not sell well to the middle, you're asking for trouble.
I can't disagree with you any more than that. So let's do this. I know we've got a special guest joining us in a minute. We'll get her on momentarily. Let's take a quick break. We'll talk to Craig as soon as I come back, and then we'll get Olivia Perez-Cubas on. I'll have Charlie call her and kind of push her off just a little bit to make sure we get everybody in here, because it is the day after the election, and that's what we want to do, and it's our show. We'll do that. Purefoy Chevrolet's up next, folks, and they want to help you out with all of your car purchases and the repair of your GM vehicle. They can do that as well. Don't forget, they got a full service department as well. Whatever you need at Purefoy Chevrolet, it's really easy. Just go to purefoychevrolet.com or call directly at 303-659-8311.
My first name is Steve, and I began going to Purefoy in 1993. And even though I live 45 minutes away, I've never gone to another dealership. And I bought five cars from them over the years, all Corvettes. My overall impression has always been the same, and that is that they're a small-town dealership. They're a dealership in a small town, but they're really as professional and courteous and as concerned with their customer satisfaction as any dealership or any business I've ever been to before. Just about everybody that you run into there just makes you feel like family. And why would you not want to deal with somebody like that? We've all been to places where you walk in the door and you realize that whoever it is you're talking to really doesn't care. You're just somebody they want to get out before 5 o'clock so they can go home. And in this day and age of technology and, you know, all the stuff that we've got going on that says you've got to get people out the door to make money, that's just a breath of fresh, it's a hurricane of fresh air to go up and deal with Raleigh and his staff. They're just wonderful, wonderful people.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Enchanted Kitchens, folks, is next. And I said this earlier, if you want to work with Enchanted Kitchens and get your kitchen designed and then have Mighty Hand actually do the work, you can do that as well. Or choose a contractor of your liking, or they'll help you with all of that, by the way. That's what they do. They will piece all of that together. Enchanted Kitchens, folks, it's really easy. Just go to klzradio.com, or you can call them directly at 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center feels like home, only better. The design process at Enchanted Kitchens always begins in their award-winning showroom because their team believes you need to see, touch, and feel your new kitchen ahead of time. Built to look like a nicer version of your own home with an open floor plan, the Experience Center allows you to visualize a kitchen that works. Standing inside a true-to-life example of a functional kitchen, you can start to imagine how much more you'll enjoy your new space, solidifying your vision for your home. Then, the Enchanted Kitchens design team will bring samples into your home to help truly picture your new kitchen and discuss the design based on your budget and style. Visit the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center and feel at home, only better. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/kitchens and schedule a free design consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Craig in Wheat Ridge, you're next.
Hi, John. Hi, Andy.
Hey, how you doing, Craig? Sir?
Hey, kind of a dark day for those of us that were pulling for Trump.
Oh, no, it's not. Come on, man. It's life. We move on. This is what we do. We, you know, there's life has winners and losers, and we pick up our boots, put them on, pull up the straps, and we keep going, and that's what we do. And if you don't do that, then you know what? We're no different than the left.
Well, you know, when he was up against it with the giant tech companies, the biased press,
yep.
You know, the polling companies that had him being, you know, just so beaten down that he didn't stand a chance. I mean, the guy fought a good fight.
He did.
He was out there.
He did, but Craig, and I'll just say it like it is, and I'll be critical where I need to be, and I'll be positive where I need to be as well. Trump is his own worst enemy at times, though. If he would listen to some of the people that are around him and let them guide him along the path a little bit, and I love the guy dearly, but he's so much of a, you know, it's my way or no way, which has gotten him where he's at as a billionaire, and I get that. But that's not politics. And when it comes to, you know, reaching some of those middle-of-the-road voters and doing some of the things that he needs to do and even pulling in some of the never-Trumpers, which, by the way, they're never going to vote for him anyways. But when you look at the voices that even the Lincoln Project and some of those had, it doesn't bode well for him when he did some of the things that he did, not throughout the administration, but I meant just through this campaign when it comes to the debates and so on. Now, the plus side is, and we'll talk to Olivia Perez-Cubas in a minute, the plus side is the down tickets. Actually, we fared very well on that end of things, which is a good thing.
Yeah, but I mean, when he calls LeBron James stupid.
You can't
when
do that.
When he calls Joe Biden a dummy and stupid and these kinds of things, when he throws these things out, okay, you're going to pay the price.
You are.
Suburban women are going to run from you at a breakneck pace, and they did.
Yep, and so Craig, I mean, again, I'll call it like it is, and again, it's not over yet. I get that, but, you know, we're 6 electoral votes away from it being over, let's face it.
Well, you know, in a strange sort of way, you know, with Biden winning, maybe we don't have these riots in the cities.
We won't.
Because you knew those were coming. Mm-hmm. And also, we won't have 4 more years of the Democrats constantly saying, because it was going to be a close, especially in the electoral count, I mean, not the electoral count, but the popular vote was much closer than they ever expected, that you won't have this constant, oh, there was Russian collusion, there was Russian influence in the election.
Correct.
You know, four more years of that.
Great point, and that's sort of the positives coming out of this. And again, I'm going to talk to Olivia Perez-Cubas in a minute with Winning for Women, because the other thing, Craig, that will come out of this, I believe, we'll get her opinion here in a moment after we're finished with you, but the reality, I think, is that this actually is going to help in some of those areas, because frankly, I think you're not going to see the best in governing over the next 2 years coming out of the Biden camp, which gives some other down ticket opportunities in 2022.
And then as far as Hickenlooper, not a fan. I think he fell into that. He didn't deserve it, first of all. The man is on record as saying he didn't want the job.
No, he was coerced into actually taking that position because they needed somebody that they knew could beat Cory Gardner. That was Hickenlooper. But no offense, I think the left could have stuck anybody into that position and probably beat Gardner. But they just knew that Hickenlooper was their best choice, and they put him in there and made him do it. And he didn't want to, by the way. I truly believe Hickenlooper didn't want to do that.
Cory Gardner accomplished a lot. Let's hope we don't lose him. Let's hope maybe we can encourage him to run for governor or something like that.
No, sorry. I don't want him as governor.
No, the only thing I can see him running for is possibly the House again.
The only thing I can see Cory Gardner running for is maybe another John Deere dealership that he already owns. But frankly, Craig, I don't want him in Colorado politics anymore. Sorry.
Why is that?
Because I don't think he's winnable anymore.
He's not a salesman.
I think his time is done. He's not a salesman. I'll explain that in the 5 o'clock hour. But he's done, Craig. You're not going to see Cory Gardner again, if I have anything to say about it.
Yeah, we have to keep in mind, and John and I are going to break it down in the third hour, but Cory's ads and his ad strategy, his entire messaging strategy, absolutely wrong from the start.
Done.
I was almost in tears from the start.
I don't want him back, Craig. Sorry. I just don't.
Great guy, though. Great guy.
Love him. Love him that way, but I don't want him back in politics.
Okay.
So there we go. We'll talk more. Olivia Perez-Cubas joining us now. Olivia, you heard a little bit of that conversation where we're talking about, you know, where we're at, and I realize that it's not over. You know, Joe Biden's at 264 electoral votes. He only needs the 6 more to actually, you know, win the presidency. And you know, I'm not trying to be a predictor because I'm just not that guy. I will never do that. But I do say this, Olivia, if Joe Biden ends up winning, and some of the things happen that I just mentioned a moment ago, I've got to believe that actually bodes well for Winning for Women, because you guys can put some more people, some more ladies, if you would, into some of those conservative seats that we so desperately need.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think first I want to just acknowledge that it was a record
big
night
day
for Republican women.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, truly, it was. We really overperformed in a lot of ways. It was a record number of Republican women were elected in states across the country. From Florida, we had a Republican Cuban American who fled socialism, who won coming from behind, very much the underdog, Maria Salazar.
Well said.
In Iowa, Ashley Hinson, a former news anchor, state legislator, she won. You got Stephanie Bice in Oklahoma, a businesswoman, a job creator, Iranian American. She won in Oklahoma. And a lot of these women, all three of those women, actually flipped seats, which is really, really impressive.
Yeah, we picked up. I said this earlier, Olivia. You weren't listening at that point, but I said earlier that, you know, some of the positives out of all of this is, you know, we're going to retain the Senate, probably even have a majority in this. Well, we will have a majority in the Senate when it's all said and done, most likely. And the Democrats do not have the supermajority in the House with some of the things that you just mentioned that happened, which, by the way, is a huge plus.
Correct. And I think a lot of these seats that Republican women won yesterday were seats won initially by Democrat women in 2018. And I do think in a lot of ways it was a response to that wave of women on the left that we saw in 2018, where a lot of these women were too extreme for their districts, were out of touch with their districts. And you had strong Republican women throw their hats in the ring, say, this is too far. Here's what I stand for, a conservative agenda. And it really resonated. And we saw that in the polls. It was a really, really impressive night for Republican women.
You know, another really impressive thing was Joni Ernst holding her seat. Obviously, Martha McSally went down, but we expected that. But I thought the big upset of the night was Susan Collins coming back to win in Maine. She was thought to be dead on arrival three weeks ago.
And here in Colorado with, you know, Boebert winning, which, frankly, Olivia, I wasn't shocked at that, but that was a tough win, you know, that we got here in Colorado, because she was up against a very tough Democrat opponent, another female, by the way, that she ran against here in Colorado. That was a good solid win for us here.
It was, and look, I mean, none of these seats were easy races by any means. You're playing Joni Ernst. She won. It was very tight for a while there. Susan Collins, just a testament to the kind of her brand, her independent brand. You know, people say when you don't come to Susan Collins, there's a reason why she's been around in a tough state like Maine for so long. And really, I mean, we Republican women overperformed. They broke records. I think currently there are 22 Republican women in the House. The record is 25, and we're on track to beat that as more races come in. And it was really one of the big highlights for the Republican Party was growing the ranks of women in the House and the strides that we made in such a short time, because we all remember, you know, 2018 was not a good year for us.
No, I well said. And again, if there's some positives that come out of this, and again, I'm not saying Joe Biden won because we don't have anything official yet that says he does. And, you know, if Arizona flips, which they say may happen, that could change the whole thing of what we're talking about. But let's just say for sake of talking, and I know we'll have you next week as well. I want to have you back one more time and even in the future so we can keep talking about some of these things that you guys are working on. And we've got to keep working now for the 2022 election. We can't stop now, Olivia. You know that as well as I. So, but question for you. If Biden does end up, the Biden-Harris ticket ends up, you know, taking over the White House. And again, as I said earlier, depending upon how they govern moving forward, there actually could be even a larger opportunity for Winning for Women. By the way, that's winningforwomen.com. But you guys actually getting strategic ladies placed in key races across the country, that could actually bode well for you.
Yeah, so 2 points. I do think if Biden wins in 2 years, the House races will be a referendum on their agenda and what they're doing. I suspect with Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and AOC, Biden-Harris administration will have a lot of pressure to go extremely to the left, and that will not bode well for them in the long term.
I agree.
I also think one of the reasons why we did do so well this cycle with GOP women is because we were really smart about picking seats where we knew that a woman could win, and finding the best woman to fill that seat, and then supporting her throughout that entire process. And if we do execute that same strategy in 2 years, you're absolutely right that we can see and should see even more Republican women.
Agreed. There's always a silver lining in anything that happens. And again, we don't have Joe as a definite winner at this point, and things could change here, you know, even overnight, Olivia. But the reality is, I think regardless of who ends up being president, I guess that's really what I should say. Regardless of that, I think you guys do, you know, continuing on with the strategy that you've done up to this point, again, I think will bode very well for us as conservatives and Republicans moving forward into 2022, as long as you guys keep doing what you're doing. And we out here can support you. Again, do that by going to winningforwomen.com.
Thank you. Winningforwomen.com or at winningforwomen on social media. But yeah, you're right. And look, I do think one of the biggest kind of gains that or improvements that we made this cycle was even having an organization like Winning for Women. We launched a super PAC after the 2018 midterms, which was the first Republican super PAC dedicated solely to women, and really just filling a hole that existed in the Republican political ecosystem in terms of supporting women, similar to efforts on the left, and trying to be a counterweight to that. And we saw that it worked, because we saw a record number of women run, win their primaries, and then yesterday was really proof that that support from start to finish throughout the entire process worked. When you give women support, they win elections.
Yep, well said. All right, I'll leave you with that. And again, I would like to have you back again next Wednesday. We'll have a little more of an idea of what's going on with the presidency at that point, and we can recap some things. And again, in the future, I want to keep having you back in the future, just because this is really key for us to continue to move forward. We will have a lot of work to do in the next couple of years as we move into 2022. And the reality is, Olivia, it just seemed like yesterday Trump got inaugurated. So 4 years went by like that, you know, 2 years ago by even faster.
You know, they say members of Congress in the House, they're running for re-election the first day they walk in.
That's right.
So 2 years flies by. And
that's
I do think that this is an important conversation, and this is just the beginning.
All right. Olivia, thank you as always. I appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Winning for Women, and she, I don't know if everybody knows this, we've talked about in the past, but she was really key in the media strategy for Marco Rubio, and is just a, you can tell, sharp gal, by the way.
Oh, very sharp.
And by the way,
we are in good hands.
Yes.
With women for go ahead.
Winning for women, yeah, and because you know not only her background on the Rubio side, but you can just tell they've got a strategy, which Andy and I are going to talk about when we come back, and in the 5 o'clock hour, because frankly, folks, in Colorado, we don't have one.
No, we don't.
That's the problem.
But we can.
They have one. She has one for women and getting them elected all across the country. We could be doing the same thing in Colorado.
Oh, yes.
Even though the state's blue, we could still be winning key races in Colorado and making sure that we keep as many things in check as possible. But we've got to have a better plan of attack to do that, folks.
We can do it.
Okay. We'll come back and talk more about that. Don't go anywhere. Bruce Simmons is next. He is our reverse mortgage specialist. And Bruce wants to help you out no matter what it is when it comes to reverse mortgage. If you just have questions, you've heard about it, you don't know how it works, you want to know more about, you know, the inner workings of it and interest rates and how does it actually function. And no, you don't lose your house. I'll give you that tip. But a lot of folks think that you do. The reality is get the straight skinny from Bruce. He is our professor of reverse mortgages. Go to klzradio.com or 303-467-7821.
You don't need it now, but you will need it someday. You're still working and you're not planning on retiring immediately, but you'd like to have cash available for your future. A reverse mortgage line of credit allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into tax-free liquid money available to you at any time, and you don't need to use it right away. KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, Bruce Simmons, has been hearing from homeowners 62 years and older who haven't retired yet, but who would like to get a reverse mortgage now while interest rates are still so low. Bruce can help you maximize the amount of money available to you, setting up a line of credit that will continue to grow tax-free until the day you need it. Don't wait until you retire. Plan ahead now so you know you have the money when you need it. Set up a free consultation with Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
All right, A Good Shop is next, folks. It's a great new addition to our sponsors here at Rush to Reason and KLZ, and it's a collision center, actually three of them to be exact, two in North Glen, one in Commerce City. So anything you need. We've got snow coming in again this weekend. There's going to be accidents. Things are going to happen, and I need to mention, and I will continue to push this, do not go where the insurance company tells you you have to because they're lying. You can go anywhere you want to go, including A Good Shop. 720-541-7697 or find them at klzradio.com.
All you're looking for is a good shop. You've already been through the extremely unpleasant experience of a collision. Now you're dreading the process of repairing the damage to your vehicle. You're not asking for much, just somebody professional who will answer your phone calls and tell you what's going on. At A Good Shop, Al and his team explain all of the costs so you know what you're paying for. They help you with the insurance claim. They handle all your body work in-house, so you get your vehicle back faster. And a real person answers the phone every time. Al and his team don't make unsubstantiated claims about being the best. They just run a good shop. And that's exactly what you're looking for. Visit klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair worth referring.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, I've got to tell you something. Here's what the Colorado Republican Party needs to do.
Let's hear it.
Be more like you.
Well, thank you.
Okay, and I'm not kissing up. I'm actually talking to you because you are a businessman and a salesman and a business coach. And here's what I mean. Here are the three things that you've got to do. They're pretty obvious. If you're going to sell, number one, you got to know what your market wants. Okay, you can't sell you know, popsicles in Alaska too well. I'm sorry, you can't do it very well. It's not going to work. No. You have to know what your market wants. That's number one. Number two, adapt your product to the market. Mm-hmm. And number three, learn to sell. Okay, you actually have to have sales technique. You actually have to know how to sell.
And you want the definition of a sale?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because most people don't know this definition, by the way.
Oh, let's hear it.
I know it's my definition, and most people that I've told this to will agree with the definition. You probably will as well. So there's two types of things that happen in the world when it comes to the exchange of money. One is called a transaction, which, by the way, if Joe Biden ends up winning, it's simply a transactional
right.
deal that he won the presidency from. It's not a sale. It's just a transaction. A transaction is somebody spending money on something that they need. They buy it, and they leave, like buying deodorant. It's a transaction.
Right.
Nobody buys deodorant because of a sale. They buy deodorant because it's a transaction, correct?
Agreed.
A sale, on the other hand, is me getting somebody like Andy to believe in something enough and or as much as I believe in it to go spend money on that particular item. That's a sale. And that's what most people don't understand that are in the political world. I have to get you, the voter, to understand what I believe in enough for you to vote for me, knowing that I'm going to be there for you.
Right. But I got to tap into what you, the voter, want to begin with.
That's right. Because otherwise, you're never going to get there.
All right. Now, we're not going to talk totally about what we can do right. Right now, I want to talk in the end of this hour about what we did wrong.
Fine.
Okay. If you go to these Republican groups, John, remember, you got to know your market, know what your market wants, adapt your product to the market, and learn to sell. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. That's not what we do. We do absolutely none of those three things in our Republican groups, our Tea Party groups, our Liberty groups, and all this. When we go to these things, here's what we learn about. We have a speaker who comes in and talks about the Muslim threat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that's a good thing to know. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for it.
Doesn't gather votes, though.
Yeah. We'll have another one come in and talk about the founding fathers. We'll have another one come in and talk about our Christian foundations in our country. We'll have another one come in and talk about the evils of voter fraud. Now, let me ask you something, John. How many independent voters, the market that's reachable, have ever come to you and said, John, hey, I want to talk about the Muslim threat, the founding fathers, Christian foundations of our country, or
None.
Voter fraud?
None.
And by the way, I could reel off 20 topics. It always makes me just sick. I'll go to these groups. I love them. I love being mm-hmm. around them. But they'll talk about topics that are not going to help them sell anything to one single voter.
Well said. Doug and Thornton, you're next.
Hi, Doug.
Hey, hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I'm on my way to get a haircut, but I just wanted to say, maybe you guys already discussed this. When I saw the ads with against Cory Gardner, when they would say, Cory Gardner says he's for Colorado, yet he voted yada yada so many times with President Trump.
Right.
If I would have been his manager, I would have said, he should have made an ad and said, yes, you're darn tootin' I did. He said, I voted for a successful economy, and I'll, you know, just go right on down the list.
Yeah, you have a rebuttal ad is basically what you're saying, Doug.
Running from the lead guy of your party makes you look bad and your party look bad and right. the lead guy look bad. It's
right.
a triple loser.
Yeah.
That
well
doesn't
said.
Mean you embrace Trump in a state that doesn't like him.
No,
but it means you got to work with
him. No, what Doug you just said is exactly right. That's what he should have done.
Yep, because what they were trying to say is that Trump was bad for Colorado because they were,
yep.
you know, that was the association.
Yep.
And he was actually good for it.
That's right.
Of course. So, yeah, I agree. I've only been here 5 years, but the Republican Party has just been, they've missed so many opportunities, and not just in Colorado, but as a whole. They've just...
unfortunately, it's been a swing and a miss, swing and a miss, swing and a miss, swing and a miss, and that's why we've never been to the World Series.
Yep.
Yep, and not to mention all the rhinos, which...
Yeah, that's another story.
We need to get rid of them. I mean, a bunch of them left, and... I have to sadly admit that the worst of them, one of the worst ones, Paul Ryan, was from my home state of Wisconsin.
Well said. Doug, I'm going to run. I got one more call to squeeze in here before the break. Thank you so much. Great comments, by the way. Jeff in Weld County, got a couple of minutes. Go ahead.
Hey, John. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, I think you guys hit the nail on the head with Cory Gardner. He just completely blew this entire race. And that's been... The entire
so Jeff, you're a, let me say, since I have you on, this is perfect timing, by the way, because you're here now and you're from that neck of the woods and understand farming and so on. And when I said earlier that I would explain why Cory Gardner, even though he's a businessman, is not a salesman, is because as a John Deere dealer, Jeff, you never have to sell anything because guess what? Green sells itself. So Cory Gardner, while he owns a dealership for John Deere, and everybody thinks he's this great salesman and this great business owner and so on, and I'm not saying that he's not, but no offense, Jeff, John Deere sells itself.
Well, yeah. You can only buy John Deere parts from John Deere.
Thank you. You don't have to be a salesman to sell it, is my point. And by the way, Cory Gardner, not a salesman.
And that's exactly the way that Cory Gardner has run his campaign.
Thank you, Jeff. There you go. And so you're proving what I was saying in the beginning coming into this hour. I was going to tell Andy why I thought Cory really lost. Jeff, you just took the words out of my mouth.
Can I take one quick look at the market? Or we don't have time.
We don't have time.
No, go back to Jeff. Go ahead, Jeff.
It's not just Cory. It's the way that this the whole state Republican Party has run for the last 20 years.
Yep.
And Andy, you touched on it. All they're doing is that we have these meetings and these gatherings, and they're just preaching to the choir.
Yep.
Yep.
They're talking about stuff that the people that are following
and Jeff,
them,
by the way, thank you for saying that. The other thing I want to add, I'm going to let you go. I got a break here, but before you go, Jeff, before I go to break, Jeff, thanks again. One thing I want to add on to what Jeff just said, even though I do what I do, and I do this on a daily basis, I will tell you the other thing that I feel the Republican Party in Colorado has done so wrongly that it's just ridiculous, but I'll say it as soon as I come back. Hang tight.
Okay.
We're not going anywhere. We'll be right back. Franktown Firearms. By the way, they've got ammo. Guns, though, 2 days wait time to buy a gun with the background checks. But if you want to buy a gun, ammo, they've got you all taken care of and training as well. FranktownFirearms.com is the website, or KLZRadio.com. Better yet, 720-770-7777.
Buying a gun alone doesn't make you safe. Recently, the team at Franktown Firearms has been working with a lot of beginners who just want to feel safe. Widows living alone who need to protect themselves. People with arthritis in their hands who may struggle to load or rack a handgun, depending on the model. Anyone can learn defensive shooting skills, and buying a gun is a great first step. But you need to know how to use it confidently. The team at Franktown Firearms encourages everyone to try out different guns on the range before purchasing. Right now, mention KLZ to receive a free hour on the range when you purchase a new firearm. Once you've purchased your firearm, the team at Franktown advises you to sign up for one of their basic training courses or one-on-one instruction so you can become completely comfortable with that particular gun. Free gun rentals are included with private training lessons. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown now. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, I got 30 seconds to say this. I'll finish up here in the next hour as well. But the problem with the party and these meetings and the things that Andy's talking about, on top of everything Andy just talked about, is if you go to the meetings as a newbie, you feel literally like a total outsider. You don't know the lingo. You don't know the people. You're not getting the the pats on the back. It's almost like, Andy, and you'll understand this analogy, it's almost like a visitor going to a really closed-in church that's so tight they don't want to ever see a visitor show up inside of the doors of the church. That's what you feel like going to Republican meetings at times.
We don't trust your sort around here.
Am I right?
Yeah, totally right.
So there you go. That's part of the problem we have in this
state. We actually train to not sell.
Yes, thank you. We'll be back. Hour number three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.